With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For the novelist James Clavell, his first university was a place called Changi. It was a place of learning, but not of education, for Changi was a Japanese prisoner of war camp in Singapore during World War II.
It was about as near you can get to being dead and still being alive.
James Clavell was 17 and a British naval officer when he was captured by the Japanese. He was just over 20 when he was freed in 1945.
So long as I can relate back to Changi, I'm in balance. Because what can they do to me that hasn't already been done to me?
After the war, Clavell suppressed the nightmare of Changi. In 1962, as a movie writer and director, he found himself out of work because of a writer's strike. His wife insisted that he spend the empty days writing about Changi.
I had just started talking, telling stories about Changi and the conditions. And so she said, well, go write a novel. I said, well, I was going to lie in the sun. She said, no, go in the room and come out with five pages.
James Clavell sat down at the typewriter and his opening sentence paraphrased a line from Shakespeare's Othello.
The first line is, I'm going to get that bloody bastard if it's the last thing I do in my life. Once I started it, it came out in a tremendous rush.
The book that James Clavell wrote about the brutality of the prison camp was King Rat.
There's a sequence in King Rat where this fellow is giving lectures on whales and how they mate and so forth, and he's going into ecstasies about this. Well, it's a true story. Like all of King Rat, all of the incidents were what I witnessed.
The novels Taipan, Shogun, and Noble House followed. James Clavell's latest book, Whirlwind, is his biggest, more than 1,100 pages. In Whirlwind, a group of Western helicopter pilots becomes caught up in the revolution that followed the fall of the Shah of Iran, published by Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Born into a British military family, James Clavell's own military career was cut short because of an injured leg, but not until after he had spent 3.5 years as a Japanese prisoner in World War II. Back in England, he paid a visit one day to a movie studio and witnessed a film director at work, a director Clavell describes as a nasty little man.
He said, cut! And everybody went into shock, you know. I thought it was a wonderful way of life. So
ordering people around.
Well, I was used to ordering people around, but not with so much dignity.
So Clavell decided the best way to get into the movies was by writing screenplays.
I went to Hollywood, and they said, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a screenwriter. And I, of course, if you say it with my accent, it sounds as though it's right.
James Clavell's first screen credit was for writing a grade B science fiction film called The Fly, which became a minor classic and which awed his 10-year-old daughter.
She said, did you write The Fly? So I said, yes, I did. She said, did you really write The Fly? I said, yes, Holly. She said, gee. And I, in her opinion, had grown 9 feet.
After writing his novel, King Rat, James Clavell turned out a string of best-selling books and TV miniseries, including Taipan, Shogun, and Noble House. Clavell became a U.S. citizen in 1963.
I came here with no friends and an old typewriter, and look what I achieved.
James Clavell's latest achievement? Selling his novel, Whirlwind, to Morrow for a record $5 million. While the critics have dismissed Whirlwind as long-winded and tedious, Clavell's readers did not, and immediately installed Whirlwind on the bestseller list. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For more than 30 weeks, James Clavell's 1976 novel, Shogun, was on the bestseller list. Then Clavell turned Shogun into a TV miniseries.
That was really the thing that made my name a brand name as a novelist, because it was up there on the screen. Of course, I was executive producer.
Shogun is an epic story of 16th century Japan. While James Clavell had been a Japanese POW during World War II, he discovered he knew little about the history of his captors.
I knew nothing about Japan, so I started reading about it. And all of a sudden, I said, God, this is bloody good.
James Clavell found something else intriguing about Japan.
A line in one of my daughter's school books said, in 1600, an Englishman went to Japan and became a samurai. Well, for a storyteller, you've got to say, who was he? So eventually I tracked down the man, of course, was Will Adams. And out of this, I decided I might as well learn something about Japan, because writing for me is a learning process.
Clavell's knowledge of ancient Japan even amazed a group of visiting Japanese professors.
One of them said angrily, how do you know so much? Furious with me. So I said, well, you see, I was there. And there was a deadly hush, and this woman said, ah, I knew you believed in reincarnation. So whenever I get backed into a position now, I can say what you say I was there.
Shogun is just one of the novels in James Clavell's Asian saga. The others include King Rat, Taipan, Noble House, and the latest, which is set in Iran, Whirlwind.
I put in a lot about the Quran in Whirlwind, and I put in a little about Islam and a little about Ayatollahs and Mullahs, so that perhaps after the reading of that particular book, you may understand the world headlines better.
James Clavell's Whirlwind was published by Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. James Clavell sold his novel Whirlwind to Morrow for a record $5 million. The sale came after an auction in which another publisher offered $6 million, but with a payout spread over so many years that Clavell turned it down. Was Whirlwind worth $5 million? That's a question still unanswered, but reportedly, Morrow needs to sell 800,000 hardcovers and 1.5 million paperbacks to break even. Here's James Clavell.
The money notwithstanding, I can guarantee you, any of my readers, anybody who's enjoyed any of my books, will relish Whirlwind, because it's as good as I can do.
The novel is set in Iran after the fall of the Shah.
I knew that I wanted to write a story about a multinational group of helicopter pilots who were caught in this revolution just after the Shah has left and just after Khomeini has returned.
Clavell says Whirlwind revealed itself to him in much the same way it does to the reader. The opening words, for example.
I saw this picture of this man on the mountainside, and I watched what he did, and I watched him pick up the gun and blaze it off at the helicopter, shrieking, "Satan!" You know, and that's in just the first few lines.
Clavell writes long books, and in length, Whirlwind, at 1,100 pages, is his biggest.
They may appear big in size, but when you consider it, it's four or five or six novels in one. Whirlwind, for instance, 1,100 pages or whatever it is. I know I am trying to give them value for money, because conservatively, an average reader would spend 2 or 3 weeks perhaps reading one of my books.
Morrow priced James Clavell's Whirlwind at a hefty $22.95. Despite the price and mixed reviews, Whirlwind found itself a comfortable perch on the bestseller list. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist James Clavell.
After I finished King Rat, I met this fellow, and he said, anybody can write a bestseller. It's the number two that really separates the men from the boys. So I said, all right, and I did Taipan.
And after Taipan, Clavell made the bestseller list with Shogun, Noble House, and his latest, Whirlwind. With a successful track record in publishing, James Clavell has a reputation for being a tough negotiator. Morrow paid him a record $5 million for Whirlwind. But Clavell angrily rejects charges that he refuses to allow his work to be edited.
It's cobblers. It's cobblers, we call it in English, which means nonsense. I could put it more vulgarly if you wish, but I guess I'd be bleeped. But it's nonsense. I never said that. For anybody in the publishing world to believe it, they're twits.
While Whirlwind is more than 1,100 pages long, James Clavell has pulled a surprise. Delacorte recently published his children's book called Thrumpamoto.
The manuscript itself is only 32 pages, and the book itself is only, I think, about 90 pages. Gorgeously illustrated.
Thrumpamoto, the tale of a tiny Japanese apprentice wizard who goes on an odyssey in the outback of Australia, is a project Clavell launched on his own.
I found the artist that I wanted and paid him for a year when he was doing all of these designs. And it was wonderful to get involved with it because I'd never written a children's story.
James Clavell is a publishing phenomenon who has entertained millions of readers. He says he absolutely will continue writing. It's a way of life. And James Clavell says he is never bored with what he does because he enjoys life so much.
This moment between you and me here will never ever be repeated in its ever, right? So it's necessary to enjoy the moment, and it's to enjoy today.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.